What's up, ladies? This is going to be the best dating advice you have ever received. And you're not going to like a lot of what I have to say. But trust me, if you take heed, you will succeed in this dating game.
I have a really hard time making friends and dating boys.
Just in case you didn't have a father figure, you know, or a male role model who could have gave you this insight. Now, preferably, this advice is best used by a woman who hasn't had bedroom fun yet, ever in her life.
I really used to wish that I was just some virgin that never any rappers or athletes and had all of the answers when I came out of the womb.
But if you don't got your V card, no problem. There's still hope for you.
You mean it? Thanks, mister.
But if you're hearing this before you did the horizontal tango, you're a really lucky young lady. Before I get started, I want to say this. The most valuable man on the dating market for you isn't the tallest, hottest guy with the highest social status who all the other women are going for.
Like, wait, what?
The highest value man in the dating market for you is the man you're going to be able to make a 50-year relationship work with. And the man who's going to be a great father and a great husband. And that's almost never the tall, hot, high-status, charismatic guy with the bad boy edge.
Women will continue to only hook up with the top 10% of men because there is literally no reason for them to mess with anybody else.
The most handsome man I have ever seen in my life, and I decided that he needed to be mine.
So he drops her off and tells her it's not him, it's her.
I can feel him running through my veins. He's still in me.
He was gorgeous. He was 6'3".
Oh, he's been
an engineer at Apple for 11 years and 39. He was way out of my league, and he did not ask for my number at the end of it.
Will I ever stop crying over emotionally unavailable men? No. But will I at least stop trying to date them? Also, no.
How come every time you have sex with someone, they leave?
If you don't think you can get over your shallow, superficial sensibilities, then you might as well just cut this video off now.
What an am I right?
But I'll let you know this, you are doomed to failure in the dating market if you can't let go of those sensibilities. But I don't want to waste your time, so go on now, you hear?
You need to leave!
Here are the 10 characteristics you should look for in a man, and I'll give a bonus one at the end as well. So be sure to watch the video to the end. Number one is a guy who's not super hot and tall. Do not go after the guy who has all this flirtatious charisma. Do not go after the guy who all the other women in your school or all the other women you work with or all the women at the bar want.
Why not?
If he's making your kitty purr, then turn around and run the other fucking way. So the number one trait he should have is not being over 5'10 and not looking like a model in the face and not having six-pack washboard abs. I'm not saying he has to look like Shrek. I'm not saying he has to be 5'2". But look, you should swear off anything over 5'10". And a face over a 7, and a body over a 7.
And I don't want to do that!
Number 2, he needs to be responsible. Specifically with money. A man who always pays his bills on time. You know, he makes sure he shows up to work on time. He's a responsible man. No questions asked. That's going to come up a lot when it comes to being in a 50-60-year marriage or 50-60-year relationship. He needs to be responsible. You need to be able to trust that the bills are going to be paid. You need to be able to trust he's going to keep a job and maintain a job. Number 3 is family oriented, for obvious reasons. He's close to his mother. He's close to his father. He doesn't have, you know, family issues. He had a good, decent upbringing. Not a perfect upbringing, but he had a good upbringing. And he values family, and he loves and values his family. And he's going to love and value the family you guys create with each other.
I'm going to say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Number 4, at least one shared interest. You know, if that's you both like rock music or you both like scary movies or you both like, I don't know, playing chess, at least having one thing in common is a great thing to build a relationship on. I mean, other things are going to build up the relationship as well, but having one thing in common will build up the friendship element of the relationship. That friendship is what's going to make it last for decades. Because remember this, ladies, like lasts longer than love.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
I'm Al Franken, and I'm proud to approve this message.
I'm Mitt Romney, and I approve this message.
I'm John McCain, and I approve this message.
Like lasts longer than this fiery chemistry. Because even if you did get with the tall, hot, charismatic, high-status guy, chemistry fades. The spark fades. Being 6'4 doesn't maintain a 50-year relationship. Having model looks doesn't maintain a 50-year relationship.
Man, get off that shit.
Number 5, you want a man who's respectful to everyone. The waitstaff, men who make 80% less than him, you know, people who he think is weird, despite what race they are, despite how much money they make, despite if he may think they're off a bit, despite if he likes them or not, a man who is respectful to everyone. Number 6, a shared vision for the future. You know, he want 2 kids, you want 2 kids. He want to stay in, you know, bumpluck Missouri. You want to stay in bumpluck Missouri for the rest of your life. You need to be on the same page about the major things of life. If he get a good job in New York, are you willing to move? You should be willing to move because the man should be the leader. Most women I've ever heard talk about this wants their man to be the leader. So if you want your man to be the leader, you have to be willing to follow that man in more ways than one. But the main point is, you need to make sure you're on the same page about the big things. He don't like his woman wearing revealing clothes. You like wearing revealing clothes. Something got to give. You guys got to get on the same page about the big stuff.
Okay, Clay, I get the point.
No, you don't!
7, make sure he doesn't have a temper. That's one of the worst characteristics a man can have. You want a cool, calm, collected, patient man. Because it's hard to lead when you're in your feelings. And when a man is throwing a temper tantrum, he's in his feelings and he can't lead properly.
Y'all killing me with this shit. Y'all trying to kill me! You're killing me, man! Y'all just don't want to believe the truth! You don't want to believe it!
His publicist helped calm him down.
We'll do it live! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live!
And keep in mind, nobody's perfect, so there's no man in the world who checks off every one of these boxes, but you should be able to discern which ones are more important than others. This is a pretty important one, the temper thing. But people can work on their temper, but if he has some huge uncontrollable temper, you may want to stray away. If he got a little bit of a temper, he can improve it. And that doesn't mean he never gets mad. Even people without a temper get mad sometimes. I think you know what I mean. You're a strong, independent, intelligent woman, I'm sure. I kid. Number 8. Minimum drinking and no drugs, for obvious reasons. I don't need to go into too many details about this. You don't want an alcoholic. You don't want a drug addict.
Smoking, snorting, shooting, sucking, toking, yeah. Popping, dropping.
Okay, I'm going to throw in a gambling problem too, but yeah, a guy definitely shouldn't have a gambling problem in his teens and early 20s.
You never know. That's the point.
Number 9, a great sense of right and wrong. Someone who has strong moral character, great ethics, and he's willing to stand up for what's right no matter what. Regardless of the situation, regardless of how he feels about something, he always try to side with what's right morally. Number 10, a man who doesn't pull women and is not flirtatious. You know, usually women want the guy who can get all the women, and they want to be the special woman who tames them. Forget about that. Get it out of your head. The guy should not be any type of ladies' man, and he shouldn't have a flirtatious personality with other women. If no other women are really checking for him, that's a great sign that that should be the guy you're probably checking for. Because in my opinion, the guys who are the most likely to be great husbands usually get overlooked the most. And I don't care if you're a 9, get over your looks. You be grateful for your 7 and you do everything in your power to keep that man happy. And he's going to return the favor because he's a 7. And I know he might act giddy and be too into you and it might give you the ick. But eventually he'll see your flaws and he'll see how annoying you could be sometimes and he'll level out. But speaking of ick, You're going to get the ick no matter who you're with if you plan on being with somebody for decades. So in this dating process, don't let a ick or two make you write a guy off. Because trust me, you give guys icks sometime too. I'll give you an example. If you talk about Star Wars too much, don't write them off. Communicate. If you want a long-lasting relationship, you're going to have to communicate with your partner. Accept him for who he is, but you can also voice concerns. Like, babe, I understand you like Star Wars. I'll listen sometime, but can you not talk about it as much? You see what I mean? Instead of just writing him off like, oh, no, he was into Star Wars too much. I didn't call him back. Don't do that. Don't throw away who could have been the best guy for you over something silly. He kept doing this weird nose twitch, and I thought of Bewitched, and I couldn't do it. Don't let little stuff like that make you lose a good man. And I got one more little tip. Your friends don't matter. Your little girly clique, do not depend on them to approve of this guy, because they're not. They're going to say you're out of his league, and they're going to be quick to say, oh, just stop talking to him. You could do better, girl. Women sabotage other women in the dating market. For one, because they don't want to lose their friend. For two, they want to be the one who wins and have the hot boyfriend that works out while the other girls in her friend group are still looking. She want to be that winner in the friend group. And your guy does not need to be besties with your besties. And another thing, you need to keep them girlies in check if they try to disrespect your man. Like, yeah, I know we cool, but don't ever disrespect my man, girl, because yes, he's the one I'll be going into the future with and raising children with and building my life around. So if you jealous or you got a problem with that, look, we don't got to talk no more. Never let your girlfriends disrespect your man. I don't care if you're a 9 and he's a 6. Don't let your 9 girlies disrespect that man. You tell him he's a good man, Savannah, and I won't tolerate any disrespect coming his way. If they don't like him, oh well, he don't got to come around. He's for you, he's not for them. I hope that this helped, and I hope you take heed to everything I said, and I believe these tools will help you succeed in the dating market.
I need somebody to help me not have a big heart.
You shouldn't say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.